What's the key to a happy, fulfilling life?
Oh, that's a good question.
Please tell me.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Is it working hard and taking steps to become your best self?
I think that would be good.
I don't know about that one.
Sounds
no?
like a lot of work.
Is it spending time doing kind things for others?
Oh, I like that.
That's even nicer.
Yeah,
yes.
Makes you feel good.
No, yes. Turns out the key to happy, fulfilling life can be summed up in three simple yet powerful words. Those words are, I don't care. Yes.
So just setting your expectations so low that it doesn't matter anymore?
No, the key to happiness is giving up.
Oh.
Because caring about
much
things,
more simple.
That only brings you stress and problems.
Oh,
but
I
when
see.
You don't care about anything, the world's a simpler, happier place. So parents, tell your children to figure out their own breakfast today, because mama's got to live.
Yeah.
We have a list of exciting buzz-related topics that you don't necessarily have to care about. But let's get right to it with your first headline. If you ever come into a lot of money, definitely do not do what this guy did.
What?
Care or don't care?
I think I care.
Oh, I care too.
I don't care about money.
Well, not so long ago, a 35-year-old man named Chul Soo attended a funeral for one of his core family members.
Oh.
And in customary South Korean tradition, afterwards, he was given a significant amount of money from other family, friends, and associates.
Okay, yeah.
That's an awesome funeral tradition.
You want that tradition?
I wish that was our tradition.
Jeff's going to try to put the dollar dance into the next funeral.
Others stopped by his residence afterwards, and they gave him even more cash, dropping off suitcases and duffel bags stuffed with currency.
Oh, so that's like a big thing in their culture? I didn't
apparently.
Know. That's crazy.
And so Chul Soo was thankful for the large amount, but he was also concerned because of the virus.
Okay.
He was worried that COVID might be on some of the donated bills.
Of course.
So he'd heard of people laundering money through TV shows and movies, and
he thought,
why not take all the money he received and launder it himself, literally?
No!
Meaning,
wait,
no. Chul Soo put all the bills, upwards of $200,000, into his washing machine to make sure the money would be COVID-free.
No!
Oh my God!
What spin cycle do you put that on?
Yeah, it's like very delicate.
Yeah.
How are you an adult that doesn't understand what laundering money really is?
Well, to his surprise, after running a few loads, the cash was seriously damaged.
Yeah.
So he reached out to the Bank of Korea to figure out whether it could be exchanged for new bills. Under bank rules, they said they could only exchange it for half the value because the damage was too much.
Oh man.
My God.
Wouldn't it be amazing if he dried it and it just turned out to be tiny little money?
Uh-huh.
It all shrank.
Cute little Barbie doll bills. Let's see if you guys care about this headline. There's a new challenge going viral, and it's perfect for 70-year-olds. Care or don't care?
What?
Oh, I didn't like it, but when you said 70-year-olds, I care.
I do care, too.
Yeah,
I don't care because I think I'm going to get age-shamed in this segment.
Well, there's a new kitchen challenge that's taking the internet by storm, and it's skewing a little older than normal, particularly among the 60-plus demo.
What?
So here it is. You're supposed to
take an old wooden spoon,
okay,
boil some water, and then put the spoon in the water for 20 minutes.
What?
Wow.
That's a long time.
There you go.
That's a
challenge finished.
No way.
Yep. A judge from MasterChef Australia did this, and people were blown away.
Why? What happens?
Because the chances are you'll never use that spoon ever again once you see how gross the water looks.
Oh, he boils all of the germs and crap out of it.
It turns out even
out of the wood.
Washing wooden utensils in a dishwasher doesn't really clean them very well. So when you boil them, all sorts of old oils and food particles start to seep out. People are saying it looks like, quote, dumpster soup.
Yeah, but is it?
Ew.
Isn't that what they call flavor? I mean, it's like a cast iron skillet, man.
I was going to say, I know grandma's out there and be like, well, that's part of the, it's like a skillet.
A few people who tried the challenge posted photos on their Facebook and Instagram, and most of them said they will never be using a wooden spoon again after they saw what came out of it.
Only
that's why when you eat scrambled eggs at your mom's house and you can taste the lasagna from 20 years ago, it makes sense.
Others say that it's completely harmless and that everybody's overreacting.
Yeah,
but oddly, nobody, after the water cooled down, was willing to drink the soup water.
Ew, gross.
Boiled, it was safe.
Maybe that's Jose and Alexis's next video challenge that we put them through.
God, Alexis, you win.
No. But you have to drink it while it's boiling.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let's see if you guys care about this one. Something's coming this fall, and it's going to make you laugh harder than one of Jose's knock-knock jokes. Ooh. Care or don't care?
Those things make me laugh pretty hard. I'm going to go with care.
I care.
I care.
A brand new children's book's coming out this fall, and already people are signing up to buy it on pre-order. It's a spoof of a children's classic, Goodnight Moon.
I love that classic.
But this time it's been reworked for the coronavirus, and it's called Good Morning Zoom.
Oh, God.
Good Morning Zoom.
Yep. I gotta tell you, I'm sick of these spoof books because all my friends give them to me all the time. Like, yeah. I have Go to the F to Sleep. I have Mommy's Drunk in the Other Room. I don't know what they think about me as a mother. But I'm sick of getting these spoof kids. But what am I going to do with them?
Your friends are like subliminally trolling you.
Yeah, I guess. I just keep putting them in a closet to re-gift them in like a year or two.
Well, this takes Margaret Wise Brown's beloved bedtime story and turns it into a narrative about Zoom, including bread baking, homeschooling, and other familiar parts of life during the pandemic.
Interesting.
The publisher said, quote, "The virus is a difficult topic, especially for young children."
Oh, it's actually for kids?
Yeah. Yeah. And they say, so we're hoping this book can tell a relatable story for them. And all proceeds from this book sales will be donated to coronavirus-related charities.
Oh, that's a good thing. I'll get behind it then. Sorry I trashed it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay.
Care or don't care?
I care.
What's brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses?
Me!
What?
A coconut on vacation.
I like Jose's answer better.
Yeah.
That's what I look like. I'm shaped like a coconut.
That's care or don't care. Text into 78592 if you know a story out there that we should be caring about. You could text that in. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.